Hello and welcome to the latest Lancet Haematology podcast. I'm Francesca Toey. Joining me today is Dr. Audrey Bonaventure. Welcome. Please can you introduce yourself?
So I am Audrey Bonaventure. I'm a clinical assistant professor in cancer epidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine in London.
In the podcast, we're discussing her CONCORD 2 study, which published today, April the 11th, which compares worldwide survival from childhood leukemias by subtype, age and sex. So first, can you please tell us a little about the background to your study?
Well, the CONCORD program is the largest research program on population-based cancer survival in the world. It is monitoring survival trends for children and adults with cancer in more than 70 countries worldwide. In 2015, our first paper on CONCORD 2 highlighted the worldwide variation in cervical cancers in adults and in acute lymphoblastic leukemia in children. All children diagnosed with cancer should get equal access to early diagnosis and effective treatment, but unfortunately, that's not what happens everywhere. So we use cancer survival to compare the effectiveness of national healthcare systems in treating children with cancer in many countries worldwide. Cancer survival can be taken to represent the probability that children with cancer survive their cancer for at least a certain time after diagnosis, for instance, 5 years, as we do in this study, after we have taken into account the other causes of death. This is called population-based cancer survival. It includes all children with cancer in a country or region. It's a valuable method that we use in public health because it encapsulates all aspects of the effectiveness of healthcare system, from early visits to the doctor, prompt access to diagnosis and investigations, and access to effective treatment.
Can you briefly outline the aim of your study?
Here we are focused on survival from childhood leukemia. We assessed 5-year survival trends and international disparities in survival for children for the two most common types of childhood leukemia, and also we looked at the differences between boys and girls and by age for infants, young children and teenagers for 3 calendar periods, which were 1995 to 1999, 2000 to 2004, and 2005 to 2009. We use data provided by population-based cancer registries. The cancer registries record all cancer diagnoses in a country or region to monitor progress in cancer and what happens to their patients. We use data from 198 cancer registries in 53 countries, and altogether we included more than 89,000 children diagnosed with leukemia between 1995 and 2009.
And what does your study show?
So the study shows that the probability that children survive at least 5 years after diagnosis has increased in most countries for the two main types of childhood leukemia. And I will detail a bit more. 5-year survival for children diagnosed during 2005 to 2009 with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which is the most common type of childhood leukemia, was around 90% in several European countries and in North America. However, 5-year survival was still below 60% in some regions of Colombia and Thailand for that same type of leukemia. For acute myeloid leukemia, that is the second most common type of leukemia in children, survival was lower than for acute lymphoblastic leukemia, but it also rose substantially during the study period 1995 to 2009. In some countries, survival from acute myeloid leukemia improved more quickly than survival from acute lymphoblastic leukemia, so that the difference in survival between those two types was much smaller in 2005 to 2009 than 10 years earlier. We found huge international disparities in 5-year survival from acute myeloid leukemia. They have tended to decrease with time, however, but they were still very wide for children diagnosed during 2005 to 2009, with, for example, survival at 5 years after diagnosis was 33% in Bulgaria and 78% in the German regions. Survival has improved for most age groups for both main types of leukemia, especially for children aged 5 to 9 and 10 to 14 years at diagnosis. It was still lowest for children diagnosed in the first year of life, infants.
And finally, what are the implications of these findings?
We don't yet know how to prevent childhood leukemia, but early diagnosis and optimal treatment offer the chances of long-term survival for most children. Our results show that improvements in survival have been made during the 15 years of 2009, and the results also highlight the huge worldwide inequalities in survival. Most leukemia in children are treatable, So these inequalities reflect the lack of access in many countries to optimal treatment and early diagnosis. This means that as recently as 2009, there were still wide international variation in the effectiveness of national health system in diagnosis and treating children with cancer. International efforts are required to ensure that all children get prompt access to optimal treatment in all countries. And we are now updating worldwide trends in cancer survival up to 2014. In addition to leukemia, we will also include the two other most common types of childhood cancer, which are brain tumors and lymphomas, and many other cancers in adults.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Dr. Audrey Bonaventure, to discuss your study. And thank you all for listening.